Welcome to Locked On Heat. I'm Wes Goldberg, and on today's show, my co-host David Ramil and I sit down with Omer Yurtseven and then Dwayne Dedman during Miami Heat Media Day. Omer was especially interesting because he just wasn't shy about talking about how he should play more next to Bam Adebayo and how he could help Bam play his more natural position and be a more aggressive scorer. And then Dwayne was a lot of fun. He started by giving us a hard time, but then was very candid about his 10-year career in the NBA and why he decided to come back to Miami this season. Anyway, let's get to it. I think you're really going to enjoy this.
You are Locked On Heat, your daily Miami Heat podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Come on, man, let's get it popping, man. We on the mic, Locked In Heat podcast with your boy Dwayne Dedman. Talk to your boy here.
This is your second media day with the Miami Heat, right? Obviously, last year was your first season. What's something that you learned about the Miami Heat that maybe you didn't expect 1 year in?
I think it's not expecting, but it's just like the level of discipline that it took.
Yeah.
To just like be on it every single day, just like keep putting on every single day. I don't think like I realized how long the season was, right, and how many games there were.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
It's just hard to like kind of put that in perspective, because when you play in college, let's say you play like 32 games a year,
right,
and then it's AA's and tournaments, but like last year we played 100 plus games, 105 I think on the six, but
yeah,
it's insane. And the commitment that it takes to go through all of it and just like stay consistent is pretty challenging, but also once I learned from it,
yeah,
last year was like a learning experience. Now this year I know what I'm kind of going into, so it's not like I'm doing everything for the first time.
Right.
Was there a moment where you were like, oh, blank, I gotta really like maybe step it up, or like this is way more than I thought it was gonna be? Like, what was that moment for you where you kind of made that, where you learned that?
It wasn't to a point where it was overwhelming. At least mentally, I didn't want to like perceive it that way.
Right.
It was always to find a way to make it manageable and adapt, because I knew my body was going to be able to keep up with, you know, and my body and my mind was going to be able to keep up with whatever challenge was thrown. And once I had that kind of perspective, it was all about, all right, what can I do to, you know, recover faster for the next day and be ready?
Did you have any preconceived ideas of what Spo was going to be like before you joined the team? Because you saw him on TV. I imagine you watched basketball as a kid. Okay.
Yeah.
So you saw him on TV. You saw the Big Three era and everything else like that. And then you get to meet Spo. You talk to him one-on-one. What was he like in person?
I think like the intensity that you see on the television does not really put it in like the real-life perspective.
Really?
He's a very intense and, you know, competitive character.
Yeah. And that comes across even when he's talking to you?
Yeah. Well, not like outside.
Right.
But like in all realms.
Yeah.
I feel like of his life, he is in a sort that way.
Really? Okay. All right. That's interesting. So obviously you're in a position now where you want to get more playing time. I think we have a huge European fan base that is like actively looking for you to get more playing time. And they, like on our show, they leave comments all the time. Omer's the key. Omer's the key to unlocking this team. How is it that you can go ahead and go about the process of gaining more playing time?
I think the biggest thing that I'll have to show is that on the defensive end, I'm able to dominate as well. Because I think I've shown that I can on the offensive end and on the boards. And I think that's the only piece that's lacking for the puzzle to kind of all come together. And me functioning with other guys, Kyle, Jimmy, and Bam. And, you know, once I can show that we're all in this sync, I think that's gonna you know, put forward that idea that, all right, he's the one that just can tie this all together.
Interesting.
Because I can, you know, put Bam in his, you know, everybody's saying natural position.
Okay.
Right.
But also, like, he's going against guys that are bigger than him.
Right.
Stronger than him.
Right.
And he's battling, and he's done an amazing job. But I would be taking a lot of weight off his shoulders,
sure,
which would also allow him to, you know, be more, I guess,
he can be more mobile,
aggressive, other parts of his game.
It sounds like that's something you really want too. I mean, we talk about the fans always say start Omer at the five, put Bam at the four. It sounds like that's something that you want. Do you think you'll get those minutes this year?
I hope so. Definitely. That's what I'm working for.
Yeah.
That's all I worked for this summer, this off season, just every day. you know, 3 times a day, 4 times a day, whatever it took, and to be ready for this training camp to show that I am the one that can, you know.
What was the focus for you during the off season then? Like, you were just weight training or skills and things of that sort?
All of it.
All of it.
All of the above. weight training has been really intense, and I've been like kind of putting more and more load.
Yeah.
And agility training is number two. I mean, we did a bunch of like speed tests, sprints, lateral agility, everything. And with that came the, you know, the drop in body fat and body weight, which kind of gave me that extra like gear.
So where are you at now in terms of like your physical, like what changes did you go through? You put on more weight and you're leaner? And
I've lost 5 pounds.
Okay.
And I have lost 1.5%
body fat. Okay.
So I went from like 7.5 to 6. And I'm going to, you know, this is the off season. So like once the season starts, you trim up even more.
Yeah.
It sounds like, and I don't mean to put words in your mouth, but it sounds like you're really motivated to sort of show out in training camp. Just listening to you talk right now, it feels like you feel like you've taken a leap and you want to show your teammates that you've taken that leap.
Absolutely. I mean, that's been the focus. Like I said, like those guys, Jimmy, Kyle, and Bam, I feel like they are the ones that kind of the players that you have to, you know, learn from and take from and kind of like fit around, like you said, like pieces of the puzzle. So, you know, I gotta show them and Spo and, you know, everybody that, you know, I demand to be out there.
How much guidance do you get from like the coaching staff as far as what it is that you're supposed to focus on during the off season? Like, this is your first real off season with the Heat.
Yeah. I mean, last year was a real one too, but I feel like this year they have a more of an idea of, you know, more of a direction.
Right.
Because they've just seen me more, and it's just all of them have been really encouraging, and they're all really competitive as well.
Yeah.
So they push you every single day. Like, every single one of the coaches are extremely competitive, and once they see something, they address it, and that's what you want. And that constructive criticism turns into improvement, and, you know, you stack those days, 1% by 1%, it adds up.
Yeah. Can you talk to us a little bit about what Udonis Haslem means? It's obviously his 20th season. He's basically said it'll be his last year. What have you been able to learn from Udonis Haslem, either from what he's told you or just watching him lead by example or anything like that?
I think that he's been, no matter what, no matter the trials and tribulations of the season and, you know, whatever happened within, he's been real, 100%. And you know, he has that tattoo on his fingers that I, you know, kind of realized, like, recognized after a while. I was like that.
He's got a lot of
tattoos.
Do you have any?
No.
No? Okay. No. Not yet.
That truly describes him, because that's what he has been from day one until now. I've never seen him kind of falter from who he is, and that's, I think, very admirable, because, you know, a lot of guys that are not that way.
Sure.
They might show different faces and different face, more faced with different stuff.
Have you found a favorite restaurant in Miami yet? Or in South Florida? We can open it up.
So are you settled in? Are you settled into Florida? Like, you feel like a Miami resident at this point? Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. So do you have your go-to place to go to?
Go-to place... I have a few.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
What's the one of the few? What's the one you go to the most, maybe? Who has most of your money?
Okay. Good question. I think KYU.
KYU.
Yeah,
okay.
Q.
So I've got a trick question for you. You either get to do media day every week of the season or never eat at KYU again.
Wow.
I would not be able to do it.
KYU.
Sorry, KYU. No way. Every week of the season.
Every week, you got to do this.
That's absurd.
Yeah, with the photos and everything.
Even if it was every month.
Yeah, you would still do.
This is an eight-hour day.
I know, it's long. Tell me about it.
It's the best, though. I mean, this is your opportunity to tell the world everything about Omer Yurtseven. And...
True, but then I also want my game to, like, kind of do that for
me. Okay, that makes sense. You got some playing time last year, obviously. Is there a key matchup from last year that you want to continue to build on, or is there another matchup, let's say somebody you didn't get a chance to face that you were looking forward to next season, or this season, rather?
I think Jokic. I haven't faced him.
Yeah.
Truly last year. I'm really curious how it is to just, like, go
defend
ahead fully with him.
Yeah.
When is that game? Do you have that circled yet?
No.
The schedule,
I'm trying to take it, like,
for sure.
right now is the training camp and then
the
first game. That's it.
Have you ever been to the Bahamas?
Yeah.
You have? Okay. Yeah. All right.
In college, we had like little
tournaments. Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, they do those.
So you're already familiar with what to do there and you're looking forward to camp?
I think this is going
to
be very different because you're going with Miami Heat.
So right.
Yeah. It's a different experience. But, I mean, I'm not going to be able to, I guess, enjoy the town too much because it's just about dialing in for like 5 days. So
yeah. That's just
it's not a big sacrifice.
Should be good. All right. Yeah. Well, good luck to you. Thanks
so
much.
Any questions? I got a couple chess questions.
Okay, go for it. No.
Chess.
You're a chess guy, right?
I do know chess, sure.
Do you like chess or do you just play chess?
Somewhere that Magnus Carlsen is your favorite chess player.
Yes.
But there's that whole cheating scandal that happened with him over the offseason. Yeah. What are your thoughts on did he cheat?
He might have.
Yeah.
I don't know.
How do you cheat in chess?
They're saying that he had like vibrations in his shoes telling him what moves to make off of some software thing that somebody else was running.
Oh, so this is
pretty insane.
It's insane.
It's like this is like gambling in Vegas or something like that.
Maybe the vibrator wasn't in his shoes, it was somewhere else. I'm serious. This is out there, dude.
Okay, I've never heard this before.
This guy's like was a world champion.
He's world number 1.
What? Year old?
Yeah. Like he was like 18 or something. Like, he was so young.
So
yeah.
Like he was the youngest ever to do so.
Yeah.
So I feel like he wouldn't need that.
Yeah.
But also, you never know. Everybody's looking for a competitive advantage.
Right.
So it also makes sense that he would.
Yeah.
Do you play chess? You got to be obsessed with that.
Yeah.
To be that good.
Yeah.
You still play chess?
Yeah.
Often?
On and off. Yeah.
On and off. Do any of your teammates play chess?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Maybe
no?
We'll start asking them. Maybe we'll start asking them as they come down here. We should put a chess table out.
What is the game of choice amongst the Heat players?
I don't know. Everybody has different ones. But, you know, dominoes is the is
dominoes.
The classic.
Spades?
Yeah, I mean, there are card games that go around.
You don't play. You don't play. Oh, all right.
They're dangerous.
Too much money involved. Huh?
Last two things, and then we'll let you go here.
Okay.
What's something that Jimmy Butler is not good at?
Oh. let's see.
I'm sure if you asked him, he would say everything. But, I mean, he's good at everything, so.
I know. He would. I don't know, he claims that he's a barista, but I've never seen him like actually make a good cup of cappuccino, so I think it's all pictures.
Wow.
Oh, wow. That's a bold statement there.
But I don't know. I don't know what he's kind of not good at.
Magnus Carlsen kind of claim there.
Cheating, yeah.
Cheating a coffee. He's going to Starbucks and just putting it in a different cup.
Fake barista. Wow. I can't believe it.
I don't know. He has to like kind of do it for
the gram. Yeah.
Something like a full video.
Interesting. All right.
And then what would a successful season look like for you in the Miami Heat?
Championship. That's the only way it's going to be a year that we can say this was a successful year.
Yeah.
This was a successful season. Yeah.
Perfect.
All right. Thank you so much,
Homer.
I appreciate you taking the time.
Today's episode is brought to you by BetOnline. BetOnline.net is your number one source for football betting information this season. Find all the latest player developments, team matchups, news, podcasts, and in-depth articles and analysis on every game you can find. And as always, BetOnline remains your continued source for all of your sports wagering information, with live betting and up-to-the-minute scores for every sport out there. It's the fastest and easiest way to check in on all of your favorite games and events, including MLB, MMA, boxing, and golf. And let's see here, NFL weekend coming up. I like to look at the lines here. I went 2-2 last weekend. Look, I shouldn't have taken the under on that Texans-Bears game. I knew it when I took it. I should be 2-1 right now. Instead, I'm 2-2, but let's just look at the lines here. I'm looking at the Jaguars getting 6.5 points in Philadelphia. The Eagles look awesome. Jalen Hurts is a great story, and I love all of that. But the Jaguars are kind of sneaky good too, right? And they're getting 6.5 points. I don't think they win the game, but I like them to cover. 6.5 points. Give me the points. I like that. Jaguars in Philadelphia. Head to betonline.net or use your mobile device to learn more. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Is it, we on right here?
Yeah.
Good, man. Locked on the Heat podcast. Why is there a mic on the coffee cup?
To hear you better.
Because we want to hear We want to hear that voice of yours.
Mike, you're... Testing, 1-2. Testing, 1-2.
Sorry, we were just setting up here because we got thrown off a little bit. We weren't sure.
Oh, okay, Kalo pulled up, man. Everybody like, oh, my God.
He never talks.
We want to hear from you.
Lauer never talks. He never talks to the media. Getting away with it.
I'm trying to talk.
You got to do it. You got to do it more.
You mind grabbing the mic for us?
No.
You don't want to grab
COVID,
it?
COVID, bro. It's just still out rampant.
Come on, man. Let's get it popping, man. We on the mic, Locked In Heat podcast with your boy Dwayne Devin Tucker, your boy here.
So you sat down. You said, "Let's get out of here as quick as possible." Media day. You've done a lot of media days now.
10 years, brother.
10 years media days.
9 years of media day, though.
Right.
9 years of media.
What? Oh, because we didn't have one for the pandemic season. Is that what you mean?
Nah, because when I came here to play the first 16 games, I missed the whole first half of that season.
Oh, I gotcha. Yeah. So it sounds like you love media day.
No, not even a little bit.
What's your least favorite thing about media day?
Doing this shit right here.
Yeah, yeah. What's your least favorite thing about this shit right here?
Talking,
yeah. Yeah. You're okay with, like, listening, though?
I mean, sure, man. If you got a lot to say, no, man, why not?
We just want to hear from you, man.
Nah, it's really just, you know, it's just time, man. But it's cool, though. You know what I'm saying? We here.
Yeah.
I'm saying it's part of the gig, so you know what I'm saying? It's in part with the fans and stuff like that, so it's good for them.
What's the best pose for you during the photographs? Which one's like?
The one where you do the arms out to the side.
Right, because you get to show off the wingspan.
Yeah.
What's your wingspan?
Probably like 7'2", 7'6". We'll say 7'4". That sounds good.
All right. Very good. Well, congrats on the new contract, first of all.
It.
Love that you're back here, despite you not wanting to talk to us.
If you had to choose anybody to talk to, it would be us, though, obviously.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah,
for
of
sure.
Course, yeah.
That's what I thought.
10 times out of 10, right?
You were a lot more friendly in Orlando, I'll tell you that much. But
yeah, because I was young and dumb. I got 10 years in. I'm like, yeah, I ain't got this shit. No,
what have you learned about media obligations in a
decade
years. In the NBA?
It's a lot of repetitive shit. Like,
yeah.
A lot of y'all ask the same thing,
I know.
Like, just in a different way. Like, I just answered that question.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Especially when you go from, like, home to road, and then you got the guys on the other city asking you the same thing.
And
that
all
you got to
do is just Google it, and it's out
yeah.
there. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Right.
Do research. That's what I'm saying. Just do your due yeah. diligence. You feel me?
But exactly.
It's part of the gig.
So what's the best part of the gig now? I mean, aside from media and everything else, is it just what do you enjoy still at this point, 10 years into your career?
Waking up playing basketball.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, trying to win games and trying to go a little further this year. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying? So that's always been the goal.
Is it still a motivation? Because
yeah.
I mean, you know, for some guys, it's just collecting a check, right? I mean, but for you, you still want to win and you want to
yeah,
win at a high
yeah,
level.
Nah, it's definitely I mean, don't get me wrong. The checks is nice.
Sure.
Don't get me wrong. But, you know, it's always come in and win. You know, be that last team standing. That's always, if you have any competitive bone in your body, that's what you do it for.
So what's next for you this season? Like how do you change from last season into now into year 10? What do you need to do in order to continue to be productive at a high level?
I mean, just be consistent. You know what I'm saying? Like, come in, do what I do. You know, make sure my condition is in peak shape, you know
yeah.
what I'm saying, so that I can do what I do at a higher level, if not higher. So just that's been my main focus. Just
Has it been different in Miami? Because I know everybody talks about heat culture and making sure you do the work. Even some of the young guys came through here and are like, no, you do a lot of work here. Is the work here really all that different from anywhere else?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
In what sense? Do you mind?
It's just a lot. I mean, it's a lot of structure here. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot of, like, okay, like, come in, got a shoot around, then we have a pre-shoot around for the shoot around.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Which is unheard of. But like I said, it's heat culture.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And if you don't know the plays, you should probably be at pre-shoot around.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And it really helps, like, you know, prepare you for the games, especially for the young guys.
Right.
Just to come in and run through the stuff so they know when they get that
No, as on no point.
Aquafina, man.
Oh, it's out of the heat refrigerator.
Yeah.
That's all you know. That's
no,
all.
Unfortunately, we
they couldn't call costs when it comes to media. You know, I mean, you know, we don't get any perks, man.
But you came with your own. What's that over there?
That's mine.
That's mine. You feel me? Hey, must be nice.
We still don't know what's in the thermos. We're trying to figure it out.
Coffee.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta stay awake.
Bailey's is coffee.
Yeah, Bailey's is coffee. I don't need a buzz. We talk to you guys, man. I'm enjoying this. I'm still loving the gig too. I've been in, not in year 10, but year 8 for me. So.
Oh, all right, almost there.
Yeah, that's why I saw you in Orlando.
Look a little older than me, though.
Yeah, a lot older than you, man. Don't worry about that.
Yeah,
no, I'm a lot older. Yeah, it's all right. It's all right.
Yeah, that way you were talking about the heat with the pre-shoot around, the shoot around. Is that old school? Is that old? And has the rest of the league sort of gotten
school.
Away from it? Or
I've never done it before until
okay.
I got here. Yes, I've. It's just, but I mean, I haven't played on, you know, wasn't on a lot of great teams either.
Sure,
right.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? You can complain about it or you can do it.
Was it a part
you know
of the attraction of having re-signed here because you had that decision that you had to make over the summer? right? Like, maybe this is helping you prolong your career a little bit, because I feel like a lot of guys at a certain point be like, you know what, F that, I'm not doing that anymore. You know, I've been in the league long enough, I can do it myself.
Yeah, I almost said that for the conditioning test. And it was like, I ain't coming back. No, I'm just playing. Nah, I mean, Kalo said we was running it back, so let's run it back.
Yeah. Take us into your summer. Like, what are your summers usually look back? Do you go look like? Do you go back to California?
I go to California, and I do a lot of chilling.
Yeah.
A lot of posting up. You know what I'm saying? Just enjoying myself. I mean, we took a trip with the fam.
Yeah, where to?
We went to Hawaii.
Oh, nice. You know
what I'm saying? Hung out there, chilled for a little bit. But it was pretty chill, man. It was a short summer. You know what I'm saying? Couldn't really do a lot, so. It was
is that cool. Better? I mean, you've been on bad teams.
No. Short summers is better as far as basketball goes. You know what I'm saying?
But you want to spend time with the fam, too.
Yeah, but we got to win something, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, it makes it all worth it when you win it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I'll take a short summer over.
You can tell. Like, you're talking about it. Even now as we're joking around, I mean, you still like winning. You want to win at a high level.
Yeah.
That's why you're in it.
Yes. That's why I'm here. That's why I came back.
Right.
Do you see your role changing at all a little bit this coming season?
I mean, nah, not really. Yeah. I mean, just come in and do the same thing I did last year.
Yeah. I'll ask you more directly. Do you see yourself playing more minutes next to Bam potentially this season?
You know, that's a question for Spoelstra.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm open for it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we'll see. We'll see how the season goes, see what we need.
Yeah. Why do you think it could or won't work? Like, I mean, you know basketball.
I mean, I think it could work. I mean, I played with when I was in Atlanta, I played with alongside John Collins. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? At that point, he was a pick and roll guy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I just helped space the floor so that he had more opportunities at the rim. You know what I'm saying? And if it came down to where he had to get it out, then I was available or whatever the case may be. But so I played alongside a pick and roll big before.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It works.
It works. I'm open for it.
How did you make that transition? Because you came in the league, you weren't able to shoot threes, or that wasn't part of your game, right?
Hey, don't say that, bro.
Was it part of your game?
I've always been able to shoot them, man. All
right, well, we didn't see you.
You just got to, like, you got to play your role.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You got to know your role. And to stick in this league, you got to do your role.
You were always a shooter, though.
I could always shoot.
You always felt comfortable with that. And then at some point where –
I remember when I was in Orlando, I made a bet with C.J. Watson. Shout out my man CJ. Yeah, he paid. He owed me $2,000, man. I hit a corner three. He was like, you can't do it again. Hit another one. You can't do it again. Hit another one. Came up $2,000. So that was a nice little payout for me.
When did a coach say, you know what, this is what we need?
Atlanta. It was I went in for a workout, and they were like, okay, like, I'm going to have you shoot some threes. Boom, boom, boom. So I was shooting some corner threes. I think I hit like 8 in a row. And went to the other side, like 12. And then they were like, oh, okay, cool. And then the next time, then I left. And then I came back. And they were like, oh, Coach Bud's gonna want to talk to you about some things when you have a moment. And when he talked, told me, he was like, I want you to shoot him. And I never looked back since.
What year was that?
That was...
14, 15? 15, 16?
I
think it was like 2017. I remember. Yeah.
5 years ago?
5 years ago? 4 years ago. Okay.
John Collins was there. Coach, so had to be.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, so, yeah, so okay. There's, he's a rookie. Yeah, okay. Well, Bam's entering his 6th year now. So, I mean, that's right. They were drafted in the same class, right?
Yeah. That makes sense. You know, if you think about the way John Collins played back then, the way Bam still plays now, he's mostly a rolling big. I mean, look, Heat fans have been wanting to see you and Omer playing next to Bam a lot more. So maybe we'll see it. I don't know how many more options it'll be.
Like I said, Heat fans can want what they want, but it's up to Spo year.
That's right. Okay, so you like started playing basketball late in your life compared to most people who have made it this far, let alone people who have played like nearly 10 years in the NBA. Like, when you look back, did you ever think you would be here like 10 years when you kind of look at how your career got started?
So yes and no. So no, in the fact that, like, you know what I'm saying, growing up not playing, like, just even at that time, like, college was still a question mark for me. So at that time, no. But then when I got here, yes, just because I set goals for myself and I accomplished my goals. That's kind of just been my MO. And ever since I stepped foot in this league, I said I wanted to get 10 years in, nothing less. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, anything more is definitely a plus, but 10 years has always been my goal. And for me to accomplish that is pretty dope.
What was the hardest part in accomplishing that goal?
The hardest part, just ups and downs of just a career. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like a lot of these young guys, they don't really understand, like, not playing kind of comes with it. Like, if you're undrafted, not playing comes in the cards.
Right.
But what do you do to separate yourself? You know what I'm saying? How are you treating people? How are you showing up for work? How are you know what I'm saying? All that little stuff goes into it as well. So just kind of like locking in on that stuff and just making it happen. And then I eventually got my opportunity and I ain't look back.
I was just going to ask, what was that hiatus like? I know, again, I could probably have Googled this answer, but I want to ask you, like, what, when you were waiting to play during the whole pandemic and that season while you were recovering from injury, what was that like for you without playing basketball, as competitive as you are?
Depressing. Very depressing, man. It was tough, man. You know what I'm saying? Because it was like, you want to play, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, like, I was just, instead of, like, sulking, you know what I'm saying? I just kind of locked in on the rehab aspect of it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, making sure, like, okay, like, this is how I have to move to make sure my body's right. You know what I'm saying? Just locking in on that and healing. And then, like I said, when I got that opportunity, that call from Miami, it was looking back again.
Were no other teams just calling at that point in time? Because, I mean,
A few teams called, but
that wasn't right opportunity.
Timing wasn't right, and then the opportunity wasn't right.
Taking care of that physical part of it, was that also helping you with the mental part of sort of that depression that you were describing?
Which mean?
When you were sort of dealing with depression, just sort of like not being able to play, not being signed, you said, you know, you went and you just focused on the rehab. But was doing the physical part of it helpful for the mental part of it?
Just being active, staying active.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Not like sitting around sulking. But at the end of the day, too, like, I also was able to tap into, you know, entrepreneurial stuff. What I'm saying, like, investing in different businesses and, you know, just tapping in with just different business owners and just like trying to expand my knowledge.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I did a lot to help myself, and it's paying off so far.
Do you want to talk about those off the court interests? I mean, I don't think a lot of fans know about those interests from your perspective. Do you want to talk about this?
Not right now, man. We just wait and see. We'll see.
Okay.
I mean, coming out with a competitive rival coffee brand for Jimmy?
Nah, hell no. I'll do the coffee thing. Other natural remedies.
Well, that's a good question there. We want to know. We're asking everybody, what is it? You've been with the team now a couple seasons. What is it that Jimmy Butler doesn't do well? Because I'm sure he would say he does everything well. What do you think he doesn't do well?
Doesn't do well?
Yes, sir.
What's he not good at?
A lot of stuff, man.
Yeah.
He don't do a lot of stuff well, like. Don't tell people, like, what he gonna do with his hair. That's not good. You know what I'm saying? Like, still came in with no facial hair today. Y'all seen it?
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy. Huh?
How does that affect you as a teammate? Like, do you get confused if you have to pass him the ball if he's got no facial hair anymore?
Like, I don't know who's playing. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know who you are, bro. Yeah. It's not me.
Are you not digging the style? Are you not digging the style?
The hair is cool. The facial hair got me fucked up. The facial hair got me fucked up.
You've had the beard for your whole career, right?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Nah. This is new. I didn't have facial hair like this. I had like a little goatee type joint, top
right.
Bottom.
You're right. My bad.
When could you first start growing a beard?
Man, 3 years ago.
Really? Yeah. The full beard only 3 years ago?
Huh. And it's still kind of patchy, bro. So I got my brush it down.
Yeah, you got to brush it. Are you using like oils or anything like that to kind of keep it in check?
A little bit, yeah.
Like conditioners and things? Yeah. Yeah, okay.
A little bit.
Yeah, you got to do what you got to do. Man,
so
yeah.
Only hair I got left.
Right.
Running so out of time here on Locked on the Heat. You on the mic with Dwayne. Well, I'll let y'all later, man. Y'all have a good one. Exit speech.
Yeah, man, you too. Thanks for making the time.
All right, that's it for today. You can find all of our Media Day interviews throughout the week on YouTube as well. They're posted individually. And tomorrow, we'll have Caleb Martin, Nikola Jovic, and Darius Days. So thanks again for making Locked on Heat your first listen every day. Remember to subscribe to new episodes of Locked on Heat on YouTube and on your favorite podcast app.